public speaking is no snap, nor is speaking over the radio. Now, there are so many ways one can end one's career with one word, the wrong word. An announcer may say 5,000 words in one working day. He could slip. You know, he could say, if he were announcing or advertising Rupert's beer or something, he'd say, get it today. Get a case of Rupert's Rare. Or Betty Cooker's Crock Book. Or I remember when Harry Von Zell had the honor of introducing Herbert Hoover to a nationwide radio audience, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Hoover. And he didn't get the honor again, needless to say. We had an announcer years ago at WTIC who went to Washington, D.C. to do a news program, his own news show. He was tired of being a staff announcer. He wanted to make a lot of money, and he was a good man, too. Good newsman, and he did his own reporting, gathered his own news and did his own reporting, and was his own production man, everything. He was a one-man news show, and he got on this station in Washington, D.C. The very first night, he had come up with a sort of scoop. President Eisenhower was in office then, and he had just this day been closeted for a couple of hours with the governor of the Virgin Islands, and no aides with either man or anything, a most unusual thing. And Roy got wind of this little event, and he put it on. He led off his newscast that evening with it, and he said, in Washington today, President Eisenhower was closeted for 2 hours with the Virgin of Governor's Island. And Roy, the next day, was looking for work. He is now a furniture salesman in Alexandria.